الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. إسلام acts as a social justice-based social order. I explain what I mean by that. Meaning, in Islam, and the purpose of the law, etc., is to establish justice. For example, in Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain rulings, about around five categories, you could say. There are five categories. And in these, it's like an ethics-based order has created. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for the first part is wattaqullah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, in the order of the commands in the surah was number one, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two in there is about reverence or respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Number two. Then number three, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ. It's about a fasiq, it's about a transgressor, about somebody who goes outside or beyond the limits of the religion. Number four, or then the believer as in collective and individual. But what I'm trying to point over here is, number one, Allah is mentioned. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. Then number three, a fasiq is mentioned. A sinner is mentioned. The believers come fourth and fifth. Why is a fasiq mentioned in the third place? Because as Islam is there to spread justice, there's a social order to it, the fasiq can cause greater harm than the individual believer can in terms of good. So there's a greater emphasis ensuring that corruption doesn't spread. And Islam, the law and the entire religion itself, is to spread justice and to prevent corruption alongside the holistic nature of Sharia. Now, in commentary of this, Imam Razi rahimahullah, one great mufassir, he writes that the Muslim must display the beauty of character and towards Allah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and others. And the reason why this is there is to prevent injustice and corruption. So the social order that's there is for justice and to prevent corruption and injustice. And every Friday, during the khutbah, we always hear, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الْقُرْبَى. That Allah commands adl. Number one, what's adl? Is justice. Adl, justice. Being just. Number two, al-ihsan, good. Number three, وَإِيْتَاءِ الْقُرْبَى, giving towards relatives. But again, to focus on the part of justice. Now, almost 2 years have passed, since the genocidal campaign against the Palestinians in Gaza, against our brothers and sisters in Gaza, where the murderous, the monstrous, the unrelenting occupier, which the world has seen, the Fir'aun of our time, yet the world watches helplessly. Now, I want you to think, 2 million people are besieged. 2 million, men, women, children, are besieged. The world is watching helplessly. There are some individuals who are courageous enough, who have the tawfiq in this aspect, they go and try and break the blockade, try and get through. They're met with violence and they're met with detention, meaning they're detained. I want you to think, the whole world is watching. Everyone talks about, you know, we're in a time where we're no longer in the time of empires and there's this peace. Yet despite that, the world is watching, yet these individuals' food can't get in there. They're preventing food, and as I say that, is violating every part of the UN, of the accords. And we see that those in power that can stop this carnage, those that have authority, those that have power, are one, they're either in support of what's ongoing, meaning they're not saying anything against it, or two, if they do, there are mild words of disapproval. We're not seeing anything strong. There's no sanctions, nothing significant. Now, amidst all of this, we see the leaders and their inaction. They're not doing much about all of this. Yet despite that, we see, alhamdulillah, we've seen that many of the public are now seeing the lies. That despite their coverage, even the biased media coverage from the BBC, etc., despite that, people are seeing through these lies. They can see what's going on. It's no longer just the October 7th. There's far more beyond that. And despite the government even recognizing certain organizations as terrorist organizations, people are still awakening. People are still recognizing, despite the political challenge. Now, we know it's hard to watch those videos. We see the young children every day, the parents losing family members, the famine that's ongoing, the imam that gave the khutbah to say that, I'm going to keep the khutbah short because you are hungry and so am I, and they can't do a length, they can't have their normal khutbah. Just imagine this on the famine that's there. That even the famine is to such an extent that even if they have food now, it's not enough. They need medication because the food alone cannot remedy what they're experiencing. They need medication. The question now arises is, how much longer? This is our test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I mentioned this verse before, Allah asks in the Quran, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Did you think that you were going to enter Jannah and what reached the people before you hasn't reached you? Meaning, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Difficulty, trials and tribulations afflicted them. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ. Until the believers and their messenger said, when is the help of Allah going to come? And I want you to think that there were previous prophets that were murdered. Previous prophets that were murdered. Musa alayhi salam's people had to undergo what persecution? The Fir'aun of that time. Fir'aun's time was delayed. He had his years of, as I say, the Netanyahu of the Fir'aun of our time. Time, this isn't to say that, they have authority and they're beloved, nothing like that. Fir'aun was not beloved. If anything, this is building a case against them. Yet, to the extent that at the end, the believers are saying, Mata Nasrullah, when is the help of Allah going to come? They're asking this question. Allah follows up by saying, Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb. Know that the help of Allah is near. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean tomorrow it's going to end? What does that Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb mean? Number one, for them, Ihda al-Husnayin. For them, it's either martyrdom for them, or two, they will come triumphant out of this. One of two things. But for us, that are witnessing all of this, what do we do and how do we react? It's not enough that we say, yes, they're gaining martyrdom. We will be questioned regarding our efforts and what we did to support our brothers and sisters going through such difficulties. But what does it mean by Allah inna nasrallahi qareeb, that the help of Allah is near? Because what it is you and I, there's a picture. There's a picture. And you and I have a pixel of that image. There's a whole image. You and I have a pixel. Allah has the entire image. We can't, from that little pixel, say that, why is this ongoing? We can't say that. And we can't say that this is how it should be. Because you and I have feeble intellects. We have weak intellects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. He's al-alim. He has the whole image. You and I have a pixel. We can't be egotistical and question, why is this ongoing? What we have is relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in His infinite wisdom, whatever is going on, is according to His knowledge and according to His wisdom. But that does not mean that we become apathetic, that we become lazy and complacent in our action. We will be questioned regarding this. For them, yes, for our brothers and sisters, they will be gaining martyrdom. But for you and I, there will be a question that what did we do when they were struggling? When they were suffering, what did we do? Allah asks in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. He mentions in the Quran, sorry. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are some people that worship Allah on edge. He says they worship Allah عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ on edge. What does that mean that they worship on edge? He mentions, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ يُطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. If goodness comes towards them, then they're satisfied. Life is all good when it's all good for us. That when we're not struggling, it's easy. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. But when difficulty comes, they turn their backs. They turn away. They turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the litmus test of our iman. It's not just when things are hunky-dory, when things are good, that yes, how do we react? But when there's difficulty, how do we react? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. Am hasibtum, did you think that you're going to enter Jannah? when the difficulty has not afflicted you, which afflicted the people that came before. It took almost 100 years for the liberation of Jerusalem after when the Crusaders plunged and massacred. It took almost 100 years. But just imagine those 100 years that it took. That third holy site has been lost. I want you to think again, look at Talut and Jalut. That when it came, Talut's people, they were persecuted, they were tormented to such an extent that they said that when can we fight? They were saying that once the command comes, we're going to fight. When the time came, at every hurdle they were failing. Every hurdle, they kept dropping out. At every hurdle, they kept failing every test. To the end, only a handful remained. There were only a handful of them in that army remained. And then Allah then describes, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ, that those individuals are a few, but they had certainty. Number one, sincerity, and number two, perseverance. They said, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many small armies have defeated great armies by the will of Allah? They were much smaller. Only a handful of them had remained. Everybody else has dropped off, failed their tests en route. Only a handful remained. But that handful became triumphant. Sincerity and perseverance. Because if we have the help of the unseen, we don't require the others. But what that requires from us is that we persevere. Look at through that. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Rasulullah's time. We weren't strong in numbers. And the moment we became strong in number at the time of Hunayn, Allah then reprimands the believers to say, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, that remember the time when your large numbers deceived you, it amazed you. But know that those large numbers, فَلَمْ تُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا, was of no avail. It was useless to you. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, that you were strong in numbers, but the world despite its vastness became narrow. Meaning you were losing. Now, as I mentioned before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim, He's al-alim. He is the all-knowing, He is the all-wise. He knows what's ongoing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-rahim. Now, understanding these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I, we need to keep in our minds that at this time will end. This time, this persecution will end. But what role do you and I play in this? That what role are you and I going to play that on Qiyamah, what are we going to say that when these people, well, our brothers and sisters were going through such famine, such persecution, through this genocide, what did you and I do to help them? For them, yes, martyrdom. But for you and I, what answer are we going to give? We got to know, we will know that this time will end. Whenever it happens, it will end. But what role do you and I play and what answer are we going to be able to give? My point over here, 3 points. Number one, dua. Number one, reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, that there are, Allah reprimands to say, there are those people that worship Allah on edge. Meaning in goodness, they're fine. But in difficulty, they turn away. Dua, at every moment we reconnect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't lose hope, or we can't lose our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? He's al-fattah. He's the opener. If he's the opener, we just got to continue knocking on that door. It will be answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually answer. We've just got to continue knocking on that door. He is al-fattah. We cannot lose hope in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, speak up about this oppression. There are still individuals who believe the lies that are being spread, the propaganda. Spread the truth. I was talking to one relative and he said, yeah, at the workplace, he carries a Palestine badge and he has these debates. And he says that if anybody wants to have a conversation about it, we'll have a conversation. But you need to be receptive. And he said, you'd be surprised at the number of individuals who still believe the propaganda. And you have that honest conversation with them. Spread the truth. If people are uneducated, educate them. Tell them what's going on, the truth. We are on the reality that's all ongoing. The journalists that are being killed that are spreading the truth, that's all ongoing there. And number three, educate ourselves about what's going on and what we can do about it. You know, the BDS boycott, sanction and divest, meaning not buying certain products, etc. If that's the minimum we can do, do that. Not only that, charity work, sending money there, whatever we can do. Whether that's through marches, anything, any way in which we can support them. Educate ourselves on what we can do to support them and take that step. Remember that a time will come wherein this may, where if it's during our lifetime or not, this will end. But the question isn't whether it's going to end or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aleem. He's He's the all-knowing, He's the all-wise. In His wisdom, in His knowledge, it will end. But what role do you and I play, and what answer are you and I going to be able to give on that Qiyamah, is what you and I need to think about. And that's where we need to take our step today. On this note, tomorrow inshallah is a march taking place at 12:30 at McLaren Arch. Now I'm not saying that change is going to occur through this, but something is better than nothing. In every way in which we can support our Palestinian brothers and sisters, we support them. This is one way. It's not to say that, you know, the government's going to change, whatever. It's a resistance. It's the minimum that we can do. It's better than doing nothing. We can't use that to say, oh, nothing's happening, so I'm not going to participate. Just like somebody saying that, what's the charity doing? We do what we can, and we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to do is continue supporting to ensure that we have an answer. If on Qiyamah we are asked about what did we do and we have no answer, what are we going to say about إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ? Allah commands justice. If He commands justice and you and I did not partake in establishing that justice, what answer are we going to give? Islam is here to spread justice and to prevent corruption and immorality. That's what Islam is here for, and you and I have that responsibility. May Allah grant us all true understanding and tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للسلام هيا للسلام هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ilayhi turja'oon. يحيي ويميت فإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الذي جعل لكل أمة أجلا فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة والصبر والمصابرة عند الصدمة فإن الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى يا عباد الله نشاهد كل يوم ما على إخواننا في الغزة من الجوع وعدم الأمن وموت الأطفال والنساء والناس هذا كله بلاء لنا هل ننصرهم أم لا كيف ننصرهم وما نجيب على القيامة يسألنا الله عز وجل في القرآن في سورة البقرة أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب ما معنى القريب أي أن الفتح والنصر على حكمة الحكيم ينزل لكن يلزم علينا أن نسعى لإخواننا المظلومين راعوا هذه الأشياء أولا الدعاء الدعاء سلاح لنا لا نكن من الذين وصفهم الله تعالى بالخاسرين بالخسرة أي قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف وثانيا تكلموا عن هذا الظلم كي ينتشر أن نتنياهو فرعون زماننا وثالثا تعلموا الطرق التي ننصر بها إخواننا فانصروهم عباد الله ومعنى الصبر على البلاء الرضا بالله والتسليم له فيما ابتلاه به والله يحب الصابرين جعلنا الله وإياكم من عباده الصالحين حتى يسعدنا وينادينا عند النزع بندائه يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية ف فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصيهما فقد ضل وغوى. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأحياهم عثمان رضي الله عنهم، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وسيد نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين لونهم ثم الذين لونهم، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في غزة وفي سودان وفي كشمير وفي يمن وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا، وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا، وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم دمر أعداءك وأعداء المؤمنين. اللهم دمر ديارهم ولا تغادر منهم أحدا. يا عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows and ensure the stuff in front of you is filled before standing in the next row.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Hayya as-salah, hayya as-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah, qad qamat as-salat, qad qamat as-salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Sawu sufufakum fa inna taswiyat as-saffi min tamam as-salah. And show your heels on the first line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف، فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه، خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ذلك هو الخسران المبين. يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه، ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وعلى الشياطين وعلى الخبث والخبائث. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. ربنا اشرح لنا صدورنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلع الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم داوي جريحهم. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم أطعم الجائعين وأمن الخائفين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.